So any smartphone device, whether it's a, and when I say Android, I'm talking like Samsung, LG, all of those different, and then you have Apple. So those are your two main devices. Everybody pretty much knows that. There it is right there. He actually brought up the app. .fishnet. Okay? That's the app. It's a free app. You just go to the App Store and you just put it on there. That's the application these interests are put into. Okay? Again, from there, I'm just going through this kind of quickly. The first thing is getting the app. The thing is, what you're going to tell the app is what your name is and what church you go to. Because the information that you'll see is, you'll see, when you open it up, you'll see your name and you'll see the church that you go to. Okay? And that church that you put in has an address, and then all those interests, once we put them in, you'll see them around your church. Like, for instance, somebody asked me yesterday from Arkansas, said, hey, can you tell me how many interests, like a 50-mile radius around our church? There's 44. So I got the information from the office and gave a number. So if I put that in the app, he would see 44 flags. Okay? Where people have actually, like, I have interest right here. There's an interest about 2 miles down the road. 2 years ago, finished all the lessons. There's actually several in this area. There's about 15 or 20 that are close, within 5-10 miles of the right where we're sitting. Okay? What I like about this, one of the things, is you see what's going on even though you can't see. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like the Lord's just pulling back the curtain and saying, by the way, these people are interested. They're studying. Okay? And so, now, when you get this, and you have these interests, okay, you can see it as a contact list, like this, or you'll be able to see it, okay, like this. So this is like the first view, and it has like a menu where you click on and it has a drop down, and you can see profile, you can see messages, you can see training. So there's some things in a drop down list. You'll see them as maps, then you'll see that as a contact list, or you can have a contact list view. Now the thing is once you click on a flag, it will automatically turn into the fishnet flag. It'll turn green with a fishnet. It'll look like the app. That interest then becomes your interest. Nobody else can click on that flag. So that means once you've clicked on it, it's your responsibility to follow that up. Nobody else can click on it. Now, if you say return to queue, there's a button where it says return to queue. You can put it back in the queue and somebody else can take it. Or your pastor will have the ability to hit transfer. And he can transfer an interest from, say you leave and you move and you go somewhere else. Okay? Then he can actually transfer that to somebody else within the church. Okay? You can call Fishnet, Doug and Mike, they're Seventh-day Adventist guys. You can just call them on the phone and they'll work with you. They've been so good. They want the pastor to work with. If you don't have a pastor, you have the conference. That's why they want to communicate with the conference. Okay? So that way we can do this and get everybody moving forward. Does that make sense? So you don't have to worry if you don't have a pastor. Just start there. My next step is to get emails from this gentleman of the leaders. We get them in the system, and then everything will just flow from there. So let me give you some basic on what you're going to see when you have it, okay? So what they've done is, so you can see the contact list. They have flag colors. So these flag colors, the flags represent the interest, okay? And the flag color changes based on the newness of the interest. So if the interest is under 30 days, you'll have this right here, okay? And it'll start changing. Eventually, they also have, you'll notice this change, native or foreign language. So that way you know, oh, this interest as it's changing, this interest is different language. So they're trying to make it so that you can tell if it's a different language. You can tell as well as how old that interest is. I've got a couple flags right now. There's one in Lansing that's showing up that's actually like bluish color. It's about 30 days old, which is new. Where it came through and said they've requested Bible studies from Amazing Facts. And so we're already starting to work with them. Okay, so this just gives you flag colors, and the post is dealing with language. Okay, so every interest is a flag. Now, remember I told you, you'll see it go to 30, and if you click on it, let's see if it'll go, this will actually turn to the app color. That's when it turns to the app color like this, that's somebody's following that up. So you can't click on that. Okay, that becomes your interest. Now from there, these are the contact details. So when you click on a flag, then this contact detail will come up. And what you'll see is all the information that ministry has given regarding that interest. Now if it's like it is written, I don't know what kind of information you're going to get. From our Bible school, I'll tell you what Amazing Facts gives you, is you will actually see the number, the email address. And by the way, we don't want you calling people. This is about, for Amazing Facts, you're going to the door. So don't think, I'm going to call this person and see if they're home. Don't do that. Okay? That's what our Bible school will do. But what you're going to need to do is go to the door. Okay? But you will see this information, and then underneath, when you click follow up, that becomes your interest, and then you will see like remove from queue, or you'll say there's another button where, and I have it on my thing, where you can actually say this is no longer, they don't want to be contacted anymore, they don't want to be talked to anymore, not even from Amazing Facts. There's no religious interest. You can actually take them out of the cycle. So their flag would actually disappear. Before you do that, you probably want to talk to your pastor or the leader in the church. But all you want to do is click follow up or return to queue if you're done following up that interest. The notes on the bottom is where you type in your visits. Now, what we're doing with Fishnet and Amazing Facts is when we send, soon as you click follow up, we will get a notification and we'll know who's following it up. And the purpose of that is because if you go to somebody and they call us, we can confirm that you're a representative. Okay? And you also want to type in the notes. When you type in the notes, it's after, of course, you leave the door, you're in your car, you're driving away, you stop for a moment, you type in the notes, hey, I visited them. I'll get into our interest and our level of interest in just a minute. But you type in the notes. All of this is real time. So all your notes will be updated. Every time you open that interest, you will see all of those notes. Your pastor will see all of those notes. Okay? We at Amazing Facts, we'll see all of those notes. Okay? So this is the cooperation that I really appreciate what Fishnet is doing. Because they're really working on just bringing everything together so that everybody's supporting everybody. And this is how the church should function. Okay? As we're working together. So this is contact details. And if you go online, I'll tell you right now, if you go to Fishnet, if you have a pen and paper, you can see this stuff on your computer. The app doesn't function, but all this information is on your computer through a URL. So it's fishnet.onlinechristianservices.org. Okay? So you've got fishnet.onlinechristianservices.org. Is that very last word up there? And then it's /manual. So it's fishnet.onlinechristianservices.org/manual. And you can get all of this information. You can kind of read up on it. Okay, the other one, I put it up here, is I'll give you all of these URLs so you can see it. Okay? The next URL is Fishnet, it's the same, fishnetonlinechristianservices.org, but you'll go /canvas? Yeah. No, this is separate. So one URL is taking you to the first picture I showed you where it has all that information. The second one is fishnet.onlinechristianservices.org, same, /canvas. Then it's /again canvas. Yep, /canvas, -, NAV. Okay? NAV for navigate. So, you've got canvas. Okay. Just to let you know, when you do get certified, this is what will show up. As soon as you log on, okay, under your profile where you have your name and your church, underneath that it'll show this logo. When you have this logo, it's a certificate they call it. Once you have this logo, you will have access to the Amazing Facts interest. Okay? So I'm going to talk to you about the canvases in just a minute. Anyway, and those are the options. So, okay, so this is where you can get the information. Here's the contact detail buttons. Thank you. I can actually do it this way. So these are the buttons that you would see. Return to queue, continue to follow up, and then recommend for removal. Okay, you're not removing them, but you're recommending. Now the pastor or our institution can actually remove them from the file. Okay? Those are the three you will always see when you click follow-up of an interest. These are the options that you will have. The other option is for the pastor, and that's transfer. So he will have actually a transfer button. Okay? So it shows you to continue to follow up. Okay, like here, receiving Bible studies, joined group, joined Adventist church. So you can actually clarify how you're following them up. Like for instance, Dan Cerns, he's the evangelism coordinator for the Texas Conference. He found out once he had the app, he asked for some Amazing Facts interest and we put him in. A mile from his house, as he would walk, there was an interest who had graduated and finished all 27 lessons. He didn't even know it. And he'd walk by this guy's house every day. So he got the idea, hey. So he walked up to the door and said, I am the new local representative for Amazing Facts. And the guy's like, really? And they started a conversation, and now the guy is studying in his small group every week. Just a mile down the road from where he lives. And so now they're continuing to study. So that's literally how easy it is, because there's already common ground. Okay? You don't have to make it up or try to manufacture it. You already have it. So, it was exciting as he's telling this story. And then you have recommend to remove. So they go through each of these areas. If you just go to that URL, you can read through this and actually learn how to use the app. I'm going to switch into kind of more of the training. Okay? So if you just go to this URL, they have adding members. They have a lot of stuff in there about the app. So you can actually read it on your own computer and go through it. I'm going to shift gears now to something else. Okay? All right. So I want to give you a little bit of information about the Bible school, okay, and about the interest and how to follow them up. That's why we had, by the way, that's why we had the canvases. Okay, if you look here, let's see if I can go back to it. Okay, right here are our canvases. Now, what we've done is we've actually taken, okay, how to approach, like for instance, we have how to contact new interests and how to reengage delayed interests. And I'll talk about both of those, okay? You've got new interests, you have delayed interests, okay? So what we did was we actually put the canvas online. So all the information and how to approach that person is right there. This will actually show up on your phone. It'll show up on your iPad. When you just click the menu, you can click canvas, and it will give you this information. Now, we're trying to make them better. Okay, we're trying to make them better, but nonetheless, the focus is what's in these squares. This is additional information that you would want to be aware of. But what's in the squares is kind of, you know, I've call-ported for so long. Canvases are so helpful. Okay? I'll explain why in just a minute. But it's these parts here that are in the squares that you want to really try to get to know so you know how to approach this interest. Okay? You see this purple button up here? This is what you will see in the app. Okay? And what that does is when you click on that, let's see if it'll work here, it'll take you back to the home screen. Okay? So by clicking on that button, I go back to the home screen. So if I click an interest, and I'll describe the interest to you in just a minute. Based on what interest I'm following up is what canvas I will use. Now, I'm going to add another one here in about another week when I get back on how to, what are some ways you can follow up on people who graduated? They're like done with all the lessons, but they don't have anything else to do. How can I follow up with that person? Okay? And so we'll put a third one in there. Once we have this finalized, okay, and these we don't just give out to anybody. Again, as they go through this training, as they're aware of how to follow up, how to work with the Bible school, that's when you have access to this and the interest. Does that all make sense? Okay, so these are the canvases. The purpose for the canvas is to give you, you know, I always say to students who are canvassing, you know, the canvas is like a diving board. It just kind of gets you out. Okay? Gives you some idea what to say and how to approach the person. And these canvases, I've talked to our Bible school. So as I talk to them about how they're working with that interest, I develop the canvas so that you can kind of, in one situation, you may need to just walk next to them and let them know you're in the area as a local representative that's willing to answer any other questions. You're not interrupting the Bible school process. You don't want to go, oh, I'm the representative, and now it's going to be personal Bible studies. They're going to be like, wait a second. I thought I was signing up for correspondence. We don't want you changing those interests, but we want people to know there's local representation, okay, that's there to help you. Okay? At that point, you might be able to give them a card. Okay? Like Mark was saying, you can give them a card. It's okay to make up a card if you want. What I've recommended is that people, every time, you know, Amazing Facts is known for giving free material. We give a lot of free material. So I put in here, you'll notice, free gift options. Okay? And we could say that you could give anything you want. The only problem is that if you give something our Bible school doesn't know you're giving, then if they can ask you, did you receive your free gift? And they could say, did you receive your final events? Or did you receive the day of, do you follow what I'm saying? We're all on the same page. So we're encouraging people, if you're using canvas number one, here's option number one for you, for that canvas. If you're using canvas number two, give them this. It's important to give a free gift when you leave the door. Whether you're going to continue the Bible study, because it's a delayed interest and you're now getting them back into Bible studies, or if you're there just to walk alongside them, you're introducing yourself as a representative for Amazing Facts, and then you say, and by the way, we're just here to, you're asking them a few questions, did they receive from Amazing Facts what they've asked for, etc., and then you're turning around and saying, and by the way, here's your free gift from Amazing Facts. Okay? Now, we don't give those all out for free. Sorry. We can't take all the orders and give all the churches. You'll have to purchase the product, but we're trying to make the connection. So at the Bible school, they can say, yeah, that is a representative. By the way, did you get your free gift? And all of a sudden, there's a contact now. And you're supported in the field as following up that interest. So I'm going to switch screens. Okay? And I'm going to quickly go to our interests here. That's what we did in Texas. Okay. So these are kind of the level of interest that you're dealing with an Amazing Facts interest. You have a new interest, a continued interest, an old interest, and a graduate interest. Okay? These are the four levels of interest that you're going to find, okay, when we're dealing with an Amazing Facts interest. A new interest is somebody who's just reached out to Amazing Facts Bible School, because you see it there. It's like the flag. Remember the color of the flag? And it says, day one, and you look and it says, oh, wow, they just got the lesson. So then you know, if I'm going to go visit this person and they just got the lesson, I'm going to use canvas number one, I'm going to take free gift number one, and I know exactly what I'm going to ask them when I go to the door and how I'm going to introduce myself. You're always going to introduce yourself as the local representative for Amazing Facts. Or you can say, I've just recently become the local representative for Amazing Facts. Okay? And so you can introduce yourself that way. If you want to make a card, like Byron Corbin, he's the pastor of the Richardson, Texas church, and he was an evangelist for Amazing Facts for 8 years, and he made up cards that said, Amazing Facts, It Is Written, and Project Steps to Christ, all on one. Okay? And then he had a blank space for the representative name, and then their ID number. Okay? Or phone number. So he did that. I've asked our marketing department if they could make up some cards for the representatives, and we're, because I took his example back and said maybe we can do this for Amazing Facts. The thing I say is you can at least start by letting people know on the back of the pocketbook that you're going to hand them with the magazine. You just put a label on the back with your name, your email address, and phone number and say, listen, if you have any questions as you're going through the Bible school and you're doing these lessons, if you have any other questions, feel free to give me a call or feel free to email me. I'm here to serve. Okay? But remember, since that interest is yours, as we give them lessons, you will always see that in the app. You'll always see those notes updated. So you'll be like, you'll be looking at your app going, wow, they're at lesson number 6. You know, and you can go back. How are you enjoying the lessons, et cetera, et cetera, and you can do a revisit a little bit later. These are for people that are new interests and continuing interests that we're continuing to work with. Now, I want to share with you what we do at the Bible school. Normally, when someone calls into the Bible school, we send the very first lesson. Okay? We send the very first lesson. And we send that with a letter. I don't have the letter here. Normally, I share that. But we have the letter. Okay? And we have the very first lesson. So you're asking them if they receive their first lesson. After that, they send that lesson back to us if they're still doing it. They send the lesson back to us, and then we send them the next 4 or 5 at one time. Okay? And then after they finish those, they encourage them to send them all back together. So they would have to finish 4 or 5 lessons, and then they send those 4 or 5 back, and then we send them another 4 or 5 lessons. Okay? And you will see this information within the app, within the notes. We're trying to automate the process so that as the information is put in, it goes to your interest within the file. Now, what happens is if we don't hear from them in 6 months, we send them what we call a lapse letter. Now, I've asked Eric to put that in the notes so you can see if they've received a lapse letter or not. What happens is if we don't hear from them for 6 months, we send them a lapse letter, but if we don't receive the lapse letter back with any writing on it, we don't follow up anymore. Now, what happens is that some people we have called and they said, oh, I lost those lessons. Could you resend them to me? And we'll resend them the lessons. Okay? But if we have local representatives who are keeping track, then you may be able to take that interest that wanted correspondence, you may be able to turn that into a personal Bible study because so much time has passed. That's when you give them the option if they want to continue with the correspondence or if they want to have in-home Bible studies where you'll bring the lessons and you'll start the process as the representative for Amazing Fact. If they say, no, I still want them in the mail, I'm sorry, I lost them, whatever, say, not a problem. You can type that in the note, we'll get that, and we can send them the new lessons. This is how we're working together. So do you understand how that works? Okay? So what we have is the lapse letter. So you'll see, eventually in that note, you'll see that lapse letter that comes through. Okay? In the note. And you'll know it's been, and according to the time, it should show it's been 6 months. Okay? So then at that point, you're going to switch to more of this kind of older interest canvas, which is kind of the second canvas. Because I'm approaching them differently. That's why I'm talking to the Bible school to understand their process so that I write the canvas so that you know how to follow them up. Does that make sense? Okay? So we have new interest, continued interest. Those are more canvas number one. When we get to old interest and graduate interest, this will be a separate canvas. I'm not quite there yet, but this is canvas number two. When you get to an old interest, that's where you can actually ask to turn that into a personal Bible study. And some of these interests are older. There's no doubt about it. So you may end up using canvas number two and turning that into a Bible study interest. A personal Bible study interest. But remember, and don't switch the Bible studies. If it's an Amazing Facts interest, they're already used to receiving Amazing Facts studies. Don't go with It Is Written studies. Sorry to say that. But it's like, okay, you say you're an Amazing Facts representative, but now we're using something totally different. Okay? We're giving you these interests in hopes that you will carry them on if need be and make the, because we have so many interests that's why after 6 months it's hard to keep up because we just don't have time. With all the prison, we have correspondence and then we have Bible school, like two sections. And they're dealing with, I think, 6,000 to 8,000 or something like that. Or even more than that, 10 to 12, it's somewhere up in that number. So, and we keep getting more. So the thing is, it's hard. So, that's why this is important, yes. Now, the thing is that we haven't even entered our media interest yet, okay? To give you an idea, I think it was like 2 years ago, we had about 45 million people view Amazing Facts. So, we haven't even added our media interests. But these are just Bible school interests we're starting with to get this worked out. And then eventually we'll have a canvas for media interests and so that you're educated in how to follow up on a media interest. Considered a delayed interest. The reason is they still may be somewhat interested, but they haven't continued with the correspondence studies, but they've maybe received the first four or five. They never sent them back. They received the lapse letter. They never sent that back to us. But they're familiar with Amazing Facts. They did have an interest in Amazing Facts. And at that point, you're asking them where their interest is, how they've enjoyed the lesson so far. And then at that point, you're saying to them in the canvas, remember, I can't overemphasize this enough. Stick with the canvas when you're first starting. Don't take the canvas and say, I'll just do my own thing. Because that canvas is specified to how our Bible school is working with these people. If you start going rogue, now don't get me wrong, you may change it slightly. I understand that. But there are key elements within that canvas, and I'm running out of time. Normally I would go through the canvas with you. We'd look at some of those elements. But I'm trusting this group to stick with that canvas. And hopefully we'll be able to do some more training in the future here in Michigan so that you can get the bulk of it. But the thing is we want to at least get you started. Okay? And this information is not for anybody else. Okay? I'm giving the information to you. It stays here until we can kind of do a little bit more and add more people. Okay? And that's why I'll have a list of the names from all of you here. And if I see names that aren't in there, most likely it's not going to happen for them until the process is worked out. You know, if you announce yourself as the local representative for Amazing Facts and they have Amazing Facts lessons, they may ask you if they're later down in the lessons. Usually they're not probably going to ask you right off. They're associating you with Amazing Facts. Okay? Granted, if you were there and you weren't supported by anybody or you didn't have anything around you, then I may ask you all those questions. But Doug is not afraid to, most people know what Pastor, what Amazing Facts is. So that's why I said there's some common ground there. If they ask you, answer. Don't have a problem saying that. And by that time at the end of the lessons, they may already understand that. They may understand the Sabbath. But the thing is before you just jump right in, remember we were talking about questions and listening and see where they're at. Invite them to a small group. Start a small group and bring them to your small group and then introduce them to your church. Here's the thing. I can give you the next part and the next part and the next part, but let's follow up what we have first. Let's be successful there. And when we're successful there, we can take the next step. I just talked to you about nurturing and discipleship. How many of you right now are discipling one person to take your place? Yep, to take your place. Oh, the hands drop. You're discipling for them to take your place because God wants to use you to plant another church. You know, I said to a church one time, I said, how many of you think you can reach? What's your population? And they said to me, our population is 10,000. We are in Montana. And I said, how much of that can you reach? And they said, that church about 100 people. They said, we can reach about, well, we can reach all of them. I said, okay. And then my wife said, Marshall, describe for them what you mean by reach. I said, okay. Let me spell out for you what I mean by reach. And when I spelled it out like I'm just telling you, they said, maybe 1%. Because we're talking about discipleship and investing in the lives of people. How many people do you have time to invest in to make sure they take your place? That's reaching people. Okay? Right. So the thing is let's take what we're learning, let's apply it. Hey, maybe, and you know what? This is why I love the church. You can start discipling somebody in the church already. And it's just preparing you to disciple these people. But how can you disciple these people if you can't disciple the people within your own congregation? Do you follow? So I can throw out a lot of information to you, and then you're going to be like, where do I start? Start at home. You know, it's interesting in relationship to pastoral work. She says the very first work of the pastor when he enters his church is to train his church members. That's his very first work. Okay? And then from there, it moves on. Same with you. Go back home and start discipling. But as you do, start this process. But again, I say, stick to the canvases. And again, you can call us. You can ask us any questions. Feel free to give me a call. Okay? I will do my best. Okay? To help. And hopefully, Mark, we can get some, you know, pastors trained here in this process so that they can aid you in your local church to be able to do this as you go out and represent Amazing Facts. Does that make sense? But please stick to those canvases as we went through them, okay? And then we'll go from there. I want to make sure I'm ending because Pastor Doug just walked in, but and so you want to make sure you go two by two. The other thing is you know, and it's nice to have your, you know, men, if you're married, to have your wives with you and kind of balance things out a little bit. It's very rare you want two men really to go to a door. We've had some issues where people have called us on those types of situations. We don't want that to happen. You know, so it's important to go two by two, but be cognizant. One's talking, the other one's praying. As you're doing that and you're following through, you know, with the canvases that we give you. So those are some important things. Yes. So I would partner up with somebody that actually has something like that to answer your question. Or you can work with somebody. They can give you the details and you can go and follow it up. Does that make sense? Then you want to write some notes, though, because those notes need. Please use the note function in the notes. Don't walk away and not give an account for what just took place there. We need that information. Just as much as you need that information as we're working with you. So please take notes and use that note function. Okay? We're going to have to close. I wish I had more time with you. I really do. But at least we're getting it started. Okay? And then I'm sure the conference will work with you a little bit more. I'm hoping to work with the conference in the near future on some of these things. So that that we can work together to reach these people for Christ. So, all right, let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your many blessings. Lord, for the tools you've put right in front of us, for the people that are studying, searching, seeking for truth, for security, for stability, for something different than this world. Lord, they're seeking for heaven. They want a new home. And Lord, we thank you that you offer that to us. You said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. And Lord, that is our great hope. And we long for that day when you will come again in the clouds of glory. Oh, come Lord Jesus. Thank you so much for your many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse. a website dedicated to spreading God's Word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.